In a surprise verdict, Wild Oats 11 has been stripped of its Sydney to Hobart line honours after being penalised 1 hour by an international jury. Wild Oats 11, skippered by Mark Richards, was the first to cross the finish line on Wednesday night, claiming a ninth line honours win in a record-breaking time of 1 day, 8 hours and 48 minutes. But second-place Comanche filed a protest after crossing the line almost half an hour later, claiming that Wild Oats 11 had almost caused the two boats to collide at the start of the race in Sydney Harbour. Here's the verdict.
When the boats were approximately two boat lengths apart, Wild Oats 11 started to tack onto starboard. The decision, Wild Oats 11 is in lieu of a disqualification, penalised a time penalty of 1 hour to be added to her elapsed time in accordance with SI 20.1B and SI 22.1.
That penalty means that Comanche has now taken the line honours. Jim Cooney is the skipper of that boat. Good morning, Jim. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Find Hobart a much sunnier place this morning than it was 24 hours ago.
Look, this near collision in the harbour, can you describe what happened from your perspective? Because it's a little confusing on the video footage for the layman. Your boat is behind Wild Oats and nearly collides into the back of it. What happened from your perspective?
Yes, certainly. Well, we were sailing at right angles to each other prior to the incident. So we were heading approximately due north, and Oats were heading approximately due east, and we were the right-of-way boat, and that's one of the most straightforward rules of ocean racing. A lot of them are very complex, but the right-of-way boat is the boat that has the wind coming across its starboard beam. So we were the right-of-way boat. Wild Oats had the wind coming on their port side, which makes them the give-way boat, and so we were sailing at right angles to each other, towards each other, a bit like two cars coming to an intersection. And so there's a right-of-way car and there's a right-of-way boat. We hailed Wild Oats to tell them that we were the right-of-way boat, and the correct response on hearing that is to for the give-way boat to take an evasive action, whether that's going behind us or tacking out of our way. Unfortunately, what happened was that their manoeuvre came much too late, and so what you see in some of the footage where the two boats are on an almost parallel course or in a straight line course with each other. That came after Wild Oats turned to their left to try and avoid running into us. But it was too late, and we had to take a very significant evasive action by turning our boat quite hard to the right so that we didn't collide with them. And in that case, the rules are very clear that if the giveaway boat is required to take evasive action, then an infringement occurs.
How much time do you expect that turn, that evasive action cost you when trying to avoid Wild Oats?
The amount of time involved with taking an evasive manoeuvre like that isn't really the issue. You probably saw from the footage that both boats recovered within a few minutes and then set about safely sailing the rest of the race. But it's a bit like saying if you drive through a red light but you don't hit anybody, then is there anything wrong with that?
I understand that, but in terms of the overall time, they arrived half an hour ahead of you. You're saying that it wouldn't have made a massive difference at the other end in the Derwent had that not happened.
I don't think we can say that, because if you took it to its extreme and said, well, we were delayed by, pick a number, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, while we recovered and set about following our proper course, you could extend that and say, had we arrived in the Derwent 5 minutes earlier than we did, we may not have had the same wind conditions and we may have kept sailing instead of running into a soft patch. So it's very hard to say 600 miles down the track.
Sure, I understand.
Might have done.
It was expected that Wild Oats 11 would receive some sort of a penalty, but many thought it would be somewhere between 5 and 15 minutes. Do you feel like an hour's penalty is the right result for the infraction that they made?
Yes, I do think so. The jury are very experienced and very learned people in these matters. I'm pleased that they had the courage to ignore what the consequence of their penalty would be, and assessed the incident on its merits and decided what an appropriate time penalty was. A 1 hour penalty in a 33 hour race is as a percentage, is not not enormous, but its effect obviously is quite far-reaching.
Look, it's an incredible achievement that you've made, winning that race after in those conditions that you came down the East Coast so fast and then found yourself stalled in the Derwent. It must feel very good today to have that race record that you know people were thinking would last for many, many years.
Yes, it's very exciting. Honestly, I don't think anybody in sailing expected to see boats arrive in Hobart on the 27th of December ever. So to see five of us here before midnight was quite extraordinary. So there was a lot of hard work from all of those crews that got their boats safely here in such a short time. And I think it's an exciting thing for yacht racing to see that records can continue to be pushed. I think also that it's a good thing for the sport to see that at this level where we are dealing with the two most significant supermaxis in the world, Wild Oats and LDV Comanche. So rules that apply to everybody should equally apply at the top level as a couple of lasers sailing on the harbour.
Okay. Jim, looking forward to seeing you attempt to break your own record next year.
Yes, that's a great target, and I'm not sure whether we'll see wind conditions so conducive. Although I said that last year was a similar race, and I brought Maserati my boat down here in similar conditions last year, and I thought that that's a 1-in-20-year event. But here we are.
Yeah, Jim Cooney, thanks, Cooney. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay. My pleasure. Thanks very much.
Jim Cooney, the skipper of LDV Comanche, the new winner of the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race.